I'm Arjun.
I'm Vishnu.
And this is Snacks for the Socially Distanced, the podcast where we give you the lowdown on all the grocery store snacks you wish you could try.
And also a few that you've probably never seen or heard of before.
As always, if you like the content, please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd.
That's the number 4, the letter T, the letter S, and the letter D.
Without further ado, here's today's snack. Okay, so I'm a little bit skeptical about this.
Me too.
Yeah.
Deeply skeptical.
Would I say deeply skeptical?
I'd say I am somewhat skeptical. I have the highest possible degree of skepticism about this dish.
You do not believe you will be finishing this dish.
I do not.
All right.
Do you want to split half onto the plate? And...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't actually know that I have ever had a frozen Mexican dish that turned out well. Is that a bold statement?
No, I think that's a true statement. I mean, it's a bold statement, perhaps, but I also think it is a true statement. I 100% believe that Mexican food tends to translate poorly to frozen food.
Which, to be clear, not true of all Latin American foods. Like, I think we've had many tequeños and, you know, arepas and stuff like that that have turned out well as frozen.
I think it's just, I mean, in fact, I don't even necessarily think that Mexican food needs to translate poorly to frozen food. I just think that there's like a perception of kind of like American Mexican food. Like frozen Mexican food, like, you know, frozen burritos, frozen enchiladas, frozen quesadillas, that all just kind of seem to evoke like a, you know, like a sad, lonely existence. You know what I mean? Like, it just, it's like that sort of food. It's just like a depressing TV dinner sort of food.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but something about like a frozen enchilada is just unappealing, like culturally unappealing.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a good one, then
I'd be fine with it.
Yeah, it's not like I'm not opposed like, to the medium.
It's just the association is that it's just going to be like, you know, like very Tex-Mexy and like a kind of like, they kind of like hit it with like really overpowering sauce flavors that like just smell intensely and taste like weird. I think a lot of the Mexican frozen foods that I've had have like a really awful like ground beef based filling of some kind that's like very off-putting. It's just, yeah.
Have you ever had an El Monterrey product before?
What else does El Monterrey make? I don't believe that I have. I honestly like kind of avoid Mexican frozen things in general.
So it looks like they have a decent amount of stuff actually. They have like burritos, chimichangas, taquitos, various things like that.
Oh. I've had some decent taquitos.
True. I guess that's kind of similar
Mexican,
to like a,
right?
Tequeno, yeah.
I guess those are Mexican, but I've had some decent taquitos. But like those also, I don't even, they don't feel Mexican. They just feel like you know, like a
mozzarella stick.
Yeah, like a snack.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I think they're always like a very Americanized take on taquitos.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had...
Are taquitos even authentically Mexican, or are they like a Tex-Mex innovation?
I'm not sure the answer to that. No, they are definitely Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they're actually the same thing as flautas.
Yeah, I've had flautas, but I thought flautas, there's no difference?
No, they're the same thing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of thought like taquitos were like a Tex-Mex take on flautas.
No, it's the same thing.
Oh, learn something new every day.
Yeah, well, so we have a cheese enchilada here. It's got some rice on the side. And
yes, this is El Monterrey signature cheese enchiladas. Verde sauce, Monterrey Jack, and cheddar cheese served with cilantro lime rice.
And I believe the inside is like basically just cheese. I don't think it has much else in
it. A little cheese enchilada. It's better than I expected.
It's actually not bad.
It's not bad. It's nothing great, but I'll finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay. All right. I think we really talked some shit there. It's not that bad.
It's really not that bad. I actually got a bite there that had some like kind of almost like caramelized like crusted cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty decent bite actually.
Yeah. I think It's not like overpoweringly tomatoey or like smoky or anything like that, which I think are problems that Mexican food in like frozen Mexican food often like just go really hard on like the chipotle smoky flavor
for sure.
I think that's always something that I find a little bit unappealing. Doesn't do that. It's got like a decent amount of like almost like a citrusy like tanginess to it.
Yeah,
which like really kind of wakes it up a lot.
It makes it taste less like pre packaged. Yeah. You know,
it has like a little note of freshness there.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty actually, good amount of cheese.
I feel like maybe the closest thing I can compare it to this is that it almost tastes like you went to a Mexican restaurant, you got some food, and then now you're reheating it.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, like not a great Mexican restaurant, no,
but
or anything.
like a chain Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, and then you got and now you're just reheating the food and you're eating the leftovers. It's not bad.
Really not bad.
And like it was very easy. I mean, you didn't even need the oven. You just put it in the microwave for like 5 minutes.
I'm pleased with the amount of cheese in them.
Like, yeah,
quite a lot of cheese in these quesadillas. Mm-hmm. The rice is also like 4 microwavable rice. Not that bad.
It's really not bad.
Like a decent amount of flavor to it.
Yeah.
Like I would say, nothing about this is spectacular.
No.
But it's also much better than I expected, honestly.
It really is.
It's
also, so we split one of them. Has like 2 little enchiladas.
Yeah, pretty decent portion.
I think if you ate one of them, that would be like definitely a full meal, right?
Yeah, I'd be absolutely full.
Yeah, for sure. So, wow. Okay, interesting.
All right, El Monterey. The cheese, I think it's also like the good amount of cheese, and the cheese doesn't taste like... I think a lot of frozen dishes sometimes have cheese that tastes like nothing.
Yep.
But this cheese has like a distinctly cheesy flavor.
It does. It's, I think, both Monterey Jack cheese, which is, I guess, appropriate, as well as cheddar cheese and mozzarella cheese. So there are several cheeses... And they are all cheeses that are, you know, cheeses that people know and can probably, like, notice with taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I would say, I don't know. First of all, I guess I would put this in the, you know, soft recommend category.
Yeah.
Don't go out of your way to buy this, like, at
no,
all.
No, definitely not.
Like, definitely not. It's still, you know, just, like, a fine frozen thing.
It's definitely not, like, you walk into a grocery store and...
Seek it
like,
out.
That's a find.
No.
You know?
No. But it's, like...
But it's not bad either.
If you feel like buying a frozen enchilada, we can say that this one is a pretty good one.
Honestly, if you feel like buying a frozen enchilada, this is probably the best one I can recommend.
I haven't tried that many, but, like, of my experience, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I think, like, you know, if you're the kind of person who just wants to have some frozen food in your freezer, just... In case of laziness or emergency.
Or widespread social unrest.
Or widespread social unrest. It's being recorded on Wednesday, November 5th. I hope the listeners are not in the you know, the dark times.
Wait, isn't it Wednesday,
sorry,
November 4th?
I'm going to say 4th, yeah.
yeah, well, hopefully when you're listening to this, things are in a good place nationally. But anyway... yeah, frozen, you never know when you might need some frozen things.
You really don't.
Because you don't want to leave your house. Yeah. Let's see, on the frozen entree scale, I think it's a broad scale, but I think it's probably the most reasonable one. I don't think, like, a frozen Mexican food scale is really much.
Because we just so clearly would put it higher than everything else we've tried.
Yeah, I mean,
This is, like, for instance, definitely better than the frozen, Trader Joe's.
By far, right? Oh my god, yeah. Yes. Okay, so frozen entrees scale, I give it like maybe a 6.
Yeah, I think a 6 is pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I would say it's better than like average, but that's also not taking a lot because there are a ton of really bad frozen entrees. Give it a 6.
Yeah, and like, you know, we've also had some fantastic ones on the show, especially look at like Michelangelo's or some of those.
Yeah, those are really good ones, but
not bad. Definitely not bad.
Not bad.
Thanks for listening, and if you like what you heard, subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd. That's snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S, 4, like the number 4, T-S-D.